Okay. Welcome to the Erlum. Welcome back. This is a very chashuv time because not only are we learning Torah, which is what we're going to learn about in a moment, the greatest thing we could do, but we're mechanech this office. This is the first year I'm giving in this office. I'll never forget, in 2002 we moved into the new building, which was this building, not this wing, but the old wing, and we moved in, and Rabbi Willig a week later said, I wanted to come learn in the Beis Medrash that night because avodasa zuma chanachaso. Because when you do work in it, that is the chinuch, that is the beginning of the building. So the greatest way we could make this office into something chashuv is by learning in it. You should just know that Wednesday was the first day we were in this office, so I came in half an hour early, and I learned in here. Then I went to David. I said, that's where we got to start. Okay, so we'll start also with a little bit of a shtickle. Parshas Yisro is mamish, delicious, sweet, gishmak. Aseres HaDibros. And people make a mistake and think that it's Aseres HaDibros, it's just a bunch of laws, but it's so much deeper, so much richer than that. It's Maimed Har Sinai. It's the idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu coming to us and giving us the Luchos, and giving us the Torah. And there's a wild Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, which was the Daf Yomi, right after Shavuos. So people didn't darshan this on Shavuos because who knew? We only learned it 7.5 years ago. But I've been thinking about this Gemara, and it's a wild Gemara that describes in detail what was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu when he accepted the Torah. And the Gemara here at the end of Peches tells us that when Moshe came up to get the Torah, the Malachim argued and said, "What are you doing?" Ma enosh kit, he says, what is this ben, where is the begins where it says that Moshe olamorum omu malach eshel v'zeyakosh baruch hu, mali yelod isha benenu, what's this guy doing here? What's this person who was born to a woman doing up here? And Moshe Rabbeinu panics a little bit, it sounds like he doesn't know what to do, and Hashem says to him, you know, give him an answer. You give the answer. You respond. I'm not going to respond. You respond. Which is wild, because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the answer. And yet, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nu, give them an answer. Echos b'kisei kvodi, hold on to my chair, hold on to the kisei HaKavod," he says to him, "and give them an answer." And the Malachim are saying, what is this guy doing here? Why should we give him the Torah? And this goes back and forth, this dialogue. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "No, what does it say in the Aseres HaDibros? What does it say?" See, now we can nail people over there. What does it say in the Torah? And it says, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeischa Mi'aretz Mitzrayim." I am the Lord, the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe says to the Malachim, "Were you in Mitzrayim?" And the Malachim say, "No." Oh, there you go. That's why I'm getting the Torah. And then it goes weiter. What's the next one? You shouldn't have Elohim Achirim. You shouldn't have other gods. Elohim Achirim. No, do you have a Yetzer Hara? No. Zachas Yom Shabbos Lakotcha. Do you need to rest from your work? No. And this keeps going. Each and every one of the Aseres HaDibros, Moshe shows how they're human and not meant for Malachim. Kabbalah Savicha, Leisirtzach, Lesinaf, he goes through all of them. And then finally, the Malachim give in. And they say, Tina Hodcha al Hashemayim, you know, you give your splendor from the skies, and etc., etc. And therefore, the Torah is then given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They need platelet donors, relax. So it says, so Moshe Rabbeinu is then the one who receives the Torah. It's a very strange Agadata. And I want to just go through a couple of pieces of the Agadata because it's going to highlight to us what is Talmud Torah all about and what is the Torah really all about. Because if we understand this Gemara, we'll understand what Kabbalah Satorah really is. First of all, it could have said, Basar V'dam. It's this expression of Yelod Isha. I want to understand. What does it mean? Why did the Malachim challenge Yelod Isha? Number one. Number two. It says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nu, you respond. You respond, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not the one who's going to respond. You're the one who has to respond." And third of all, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to hold on to Achos B'Kisei? Hold on to the Kisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges him. Hold on! It's like it's a ride or something. Like, before you answer, you got to hold on to the Kisei. What's happening in this Gemara? And what does the Torah try to tell us? Now, whenever you learn a Gadatis in general, the Maral always tells us, it's not a literal story. It's teaching us valuable lessons that we need for our lives. It doesn't mean it's not true. It's historically irrelevant. right? So people always get messed up. Like, for example, the famous HaKadosh, like this week's parasha also, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to all the nations and offers them the Torah. You know, the Maral says that's not a historically accurate story, but it's trying to teach us a lesson. He goes through it in Tiferes to show what it's trying to tell you. So similarly here, whether or not it happened, that's not relevant. What is relevant is what the message is here. So the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael Perech Avdalad, he goes through all of this, and he goes much deeper. If you want to take a look over Shabbos, it's an hour's worth to say over. But I'm just going to share with you some of the highlights. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to respond? Because what is the Torah? The Torah is a transformative experience for the human mensch, based on the human condition. And the first thing the human has to recognize in order for the Torah to be valuable is that he is not shalom. Is that he has areas which require growth. You know, like you get back to your report card, and like, I think the new fancy way to say it, you know, you have your grade, and then you have your, you know, how hard you work, and then you say, instead of saying like what he's not good at, they say like growth areas. What are your areas of growth that you need? Humans all have growth areas. If we think we're shalim, we're toast. Even the great Moshe Rabbeinu was not on the 50th level. You know, there was 49 levels of Tumah. We learned that 50. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on the 50th level of Kedusha. He was on the 49th because there were still areas to grow. As humans, we all have areas to grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Moshe, you have to respond. You have to recognize that before you get to the Torah, that we're not shalim. We need something to complete us. We are incomplete, which is the polar opposite of a malach. A malach is complete. The malach is not growing. They are not ben aliyahs. They are people who are fixed for their purpose from the moment they are born or created until they, whatever happens, they don't necessarily die. But there's no growth process. That's a malach. That's the advantage a human has. But the growth process begins, hichzer len tshuva, recognize within yourself. What are you lacking? What are your areas of growth? Yolod Isha. The Torah tells us specifically, you come from a woman. You're born from a woman. Born from a woman means a woman represents chaymer. She represents physicality in the relationship between a man and a woman. The man is the yud, the woman's the hay. The yud represents spirituality. The Maral talks about this all the time. A yud is not hanging anywhere. But the woman's hay, the woman is part of this world. She's a very physical creature. And yet, so the malachim are challenged, what is this Yolod Isha doing here? What is this person that, this is, the Torah is not physical. It is spiritual. Why would you give something spiritual to that which is physical? What are you doing? That's such an irrelevancy. Right? It's like giving me vegetables. Not interested. But more profound than that. Me being a physical creature, when you put spiritual DNA, the Havamin of the Malachim is who are completely spiritual is, what are you doing? It's a waste of time. Spirituality going into physicality is irrelevant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to the kisei. You have a part of you. You're not just physical. While we look physical, we're all born, B'tzelem Elokim, says the Maral. We're all born with a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. B'tzelem Elokim, whatever that means. Not just a goof. Yes, it looks like a Yolod Isha. And who's the number one person who represents that? And that's why he was chosen as the conduit to give us the Torah. Specifically Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu transcended physicality and was much more in touch with his spirituality. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to the kisei. Hold on to the piece of spirituality within us. Which we all have within us. And you can hold on to the kisei and you can become greater than the malachim. And that's exactly what the experience of Torah is all about. And the Aseres HaDibros represent the pieces of Torah which are going to enable us to grow from our weakness. That's where the Torah is given. I am the God who took you out of Egypt. Moshe says to the Malachim, were you in Egypt? Did you go through that experience? No, humans do. And humans go through the downs and they could use the Torah to get them, well, not use the Torah, chas v'shalom, but they could, through the Torah, become great. What the Agadah is telling us, the number one message, is that what the Torah is a transformative experience for us to once again reconnect with that which is spiritual inside us. It is, Malachim say, where is it? They're only physical. Hold on to the Kisya covet. And then the final point, and the most important point. What is it going to be? How is it going to transform us? How is the Torah going to transform an individual? By the level in which we hold on to the Kisya covet. If we look like Yilad Isha, somebody who's born as a physical creature, and we just sit down and learn Torah without making Birkas HaTorah, it'll be intellectual knowledge, but it won't be that transformative experience. But if, like Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Zichel tshuva, return to tshuva," but hold on to the kisei, hold on to that chair, hold on to the spirituality. What he's essentially saying is, make yourself a receptacle in order to be able to receive the Torah. Something to think about before we sit and learn. You know, it's not just an obligation. It is so far reaching beyond the obligation. It is the experience of us getting in touch with that Selam Elohim inside of us to transform us to be the greatest humans that we could be. We all have those experiences. You have to look back and say, oh, remember that time I learned for 3 hours without interruption? And you look back and you say, oh, that was trans, because that's what moves us. That's what changes us. That's what makes us great human beings when we reveal our Tzelem Elohim inside. Zayge Zut and Shtark, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Kabbalah Satorah.